Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today, coming to you from Washington, D.C. Congresswoman Dina Titus here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The next time there's a crisis, at school or in your neighborhood, who do you trust to protect your family? Who do you want answering the phone? A corrupt politician looking for headlines? Or a tested leader?
This is Joe.
You knew the answer. Joe Lombardo has served with honor and integrity. And unlike our current governor, he'll put service before self, just like he always has.
It's the $85,000 football frenzy at Tamarack Casino, with up to $15,000 in weekly cash and free play giveaways, and $25,000 in grand prize giveaways Thursday, September 29th. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino during the $85,000 football frenzy.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Nevada Newsmaker Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers from Washington, D.C., we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Congresswoman Dina Titus of CD1. Pleasure to be back with you in person.
Thank you. It's been a long time since we've been eye to eye, on Zoom.
Exactly, 1 year. Let's start out with, you had a couple of victories here along with the rest of your colleagues concerning nuclear waste. So would you share with us what happened today?
Well, we've been seeing some action at the state level that ties to what the national DOE is doing. A couple of things. We got the plutonium out of Nevada test site that they had snuck in there without telling us.
And they, 4 years early.
That's right. We met with the undersecretary that handles all that. And she, of course, was apologetic, said they didn't mean to do it. They wouldn't do it again. But you can never trust DOE. That's just the way they operate.
Didn't mean to do it? Yeah. Moving nuclear waste from South Carolina to Nevada, and they didn't mean to do it, huh?
Well, they said they thought people would see the notice. Well, the notice was buried in some obscure report that my legislative director just happened on, and that's how we found out about it. But it's good that it's gone now, 4 years early. Now, we asked how were they able to do that. They said, transportation just got freed up. So that was good.
Okay, and then what about the Yucca Mountain and storage? You put out a release this afternoon, mm-hmm. about an hour ago, as we're taping this. Explain to the folks what that entails.
Well, there have been some empty seats on the Regulatory Commission, and now those seats have been filled by this administration. So what the state has done is put in a motion to get them to go ahead with the licensing process, because we believe with those new appointees, what they will do is vote to end it, and that will put it to rest. So the state has supported it, and we've sent out a letter and a press release and talked to the undersecretary saying, check out this motion, hope you'll consider it, and hope we'll move it forward.
Okay. Have you had discussions, or your staff had discussions with these new members of the commission to see where they stand on this?
Well, that's not appropriate. We can't intervene to that level, and ethics says no, and we don't want to do that. Sure. But, we do know one of them from Nevada, Bob Kroll's son.
Right. Brad. Right. Okay, all right. So that's
encouraging.
A pretty hefty vote right there.
That's pretty encouraging. We're
looking forward to having him on in his new role.
Oh, good, yeah. I think he was a great new member. Of course, I knew his daddy better than I knew him.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's change topics to the war in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at this point, how concerned are you that we're literally in the middle of a war with Russia, the United States and Russia, even though we're sending weapons and the Ukrainians are doing the fighting, we're sending billions and billions of dollars in weaponry. Isn't this really a war that's going on between the United States and Russia?
Well, some people call it a proxy war. What's happened is that we're not alone in supporting Ukraine. You know, we have rallied NATO. NATO has expanded, of course, with Sweden and Finland. And so all of Europe is watching and helping what's going on in Ukraine. You know, the latest offensive was Ukraine pushing back into Russia, which they never suspected. But what happens is this influences all the other kinds of relations around the world. Is it Taiwan and China? What do we do there? Armenia and Turkey? What do we do there? So it's has the potential for really having global consequences. I think it's going to last a long time. I don't think it's going to finish anytime soon. And I don't think we will back away from our commitment.
Okay, the long-range missiles that the Ukrainians are asking for, are you comfortable with sending those kind of weapons that could certainly inflict damage in Mother Russia?
I don't serve on the Defense Committee. I serve on Foreign Affairs. So my first notion is diplomacy prevents the use of weapons. I'll have to see what the recommendation is to send those kind of weapons. You know, in the beginning, Ukraine was certainly behind Russia in terms of technology. They were using old planes and old drones and, you know, just kind of hand-to-hand. But now with assistance from us in Europe, that we're kind of leveling the playing field. Everybody, though, predicts if Putin is pushed too far, what would he do? Would he use some strategic or tactical nuclear weapons? Would he use chemical warfare? Would he up the ante? That would be a drastic step on his part, and I don't think we're there yet.
One of the things that's concerned me is that, you know, we could see some kind of space war, which has been talked about in the past, where they could take out one of our GPS satellites, for example. What would the U.S.'s reaction be to something like that?
Well, I can't speak for the president what his reaction would be, but I can't agree with you that the big emphasis now is on cybersecurity, because, you know, it's not just battlefield things. You can do a lot of damage with cybersecurity, hacking into things, whether it's a big utility like Hoover Dam maybe, or a big hospital, or even businesses can really upset what might be going on. And that might be a more likely approach.
I talked to Doug Cannon of MV Energy a mm-hmm. few months ago and asked him, you know, where they were sitting in terms of cybersecurity. And he said, if push came to shove, they could restart long closed power plants in Nevada, but it would take weeks to be able to do that if the grid were taken down.
Well, it would certainly be a challenge for us to do that. You know, I have confidence that they're investing in that kind of security. There's a program at UNLV that just focuses on cybersecurity. So people are recognizing it for the problem that it is, and we just have got to hope that it wouldn't perhaps go to a nuclear reactor. That's another issue in Ukraine right now, is the fighting around those big nuclear reactors. We don't want another Chernobyl that happened in Ukraine so many years ago.
You brought up Taiwan. Mm-hmm. The president basically said that we would go in and defend Taiwan. The administration said there's been no change in position. What were your thoughts on that?
Well, the president might be back walking that back a little, but we've always said we would defend Taiwan, but we haven't been specific about what that meant. That doesn't necessarily mean sending troops. I was in China right before kind of it all fell apart in terms of Hong Kong's independence and the, what's happening with a takeover kind of Macau. The relations between U.S. and China have gotten very unstable, and so I don't That's one of the reasons the president didn't necessarily want Nancy Pelosi going to Taiwan, to send a wrong kind of message. But you can't back away from your friends, Sam. You know, that's something that Trump did. He insulted all our old allies, including from the Revolutionary War. You know, he was about to pull out of NATO. We have some loyal friends, and if you don't stand by them, then they won't trust you, and you don't know what position they'll take in the future. So I don't think you can back off. Same thing that's happening in Armenia.
Let me ask you a little bit more about the relationship with China. You say it's getting to be more unstable, and you're absolutely correct. But at the same time, we are each other's largest trading partners.
That's right.
And probably the most significant for folks in your district is that with the renewal of the gaming licenses in Macau, you know, Las Vegas Sands, even though they've shut down their Vegas casinos, are still headquartered in Summerlin.
Yeah.
And they have huge amount of properties in Macau. MGM is up for renewal as well, as is Wynn.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that there's any chance that they would not be allowed to renew their licenses?
Well, it's always an iffy situation. Right now, I don't think it's a chance, because what happened was during COVID, most of those were shut down and they lost a lot of money because of that, similar to how Las Vegas was shut down. I've visited Macau, and those facilities are very different from gaming in the U.S. They're big, cavernous places. They're very quiet. There's no, yay, 7-11. You know, they're very serious about it. They're drinking tea. They're not drinking and partying. They see gaming as something that they take seriously, not that they do to have fun. So I don't see us losing those licenses, but it certainly makes things less secure. And, you know, we should be looking at China as a competitor rather than as an enemy. And I think that would kind of change our relations some. But both sides have added to the difficulties. Look at all the fake islands in the South China Seas where they're trying to extend their power, both militarily and economically. And we need to shore up our relations with Southeast Asia and that part of the Indo-Pacific.
Do you think things will calm down once President Xi gets his lifetime term, which is what he's looking for from this next Congress? Because isn't this a lot of this show to let the people know, hey, I'm in charge, it's all good, it's all about China?
Well, foreign policy is often tied to domestic opinions. So if things are going bad at home, you want to have a common enemy out there that you're fighting against, kind of to shore up your support. You know, you saw that movie, Wag the Dog. If the opinion polls are going against you, let's start a little war out here to divert people's attention. Maybe the same thing works in China, I'm not sure.
All right, let's take a break. More with Congresswoman Deena Titus after this timeout.
It's the $250,000 Progressive Windfall of Cash at Carson Valley Inn. Weekly Progressives could accumulate up to $35,000 in cash and $20,000 in guaranteed grand prize giveaways. It's the $250,000 Progressive Windfall of Cash at the Carson Valley Inn.
For now, abortion is legal in Nevada. But Adam Laxalt wants to change that. He called Roe versus Wade a joke.
Roe v. Wade was always a joke.
Electing Adam Laxalt means giving Mitch McConnell the power to pass a nationwide ban on abortion that would overturn Nevada's abortion protections. Adam Laxalt has shown us who he is on abortion. We should believe him. SMP is responsible for
the Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your air conditioner breaks down today, we fix it today. Why sweat for days while your air is down, when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get cool again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 or see us online at nevadaheating.com.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
It's the $85,000 football frenzy at Tamarack Casino, with up to $15,000 in weekly cash and free play giveaways, and $25,000 in grand prize giveaways Thursday, September 29th. Your good times are at Tamarack. Tamarack Casino during the $85,000 football frenzy.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congresswoman Dina Titus of CD1. Just one last question here about Macau, which is when we saw what happened in the United States with gaming, and it wasn't just in Nevada, it was all across the country, where people just went completely bonkers, and gaming has had their best months, billion-dollar months each month now for 16 months in Las Vegas. Don't you see that the Chinese are going to do exactly the same the minute that the lid is lifted, that they will be flooding Macau like crazy if the government will let them?
I wouldn't be surprised, and it's not just from China. That's certainly their biggest market, but all that part of the world that goes to Macau for a holiday. Yeah, we had the highest unemployment in the country in Las Vegas as a metropolitan area because the whole strip was shut down. You could ride your bicycle down the middle of the strip. It was like a Twilight Zone dystopian movie. And now that it's opened up, we're the fastest recovering part of the country because everybody was so shut in and so frustrated that when COVID seems to have now become a way of life, they're ready to get out and have a good time. And where better to do that than Las Vegas?
Yes, indeed. The Formula One race.
Oh, yeah, it's exciting.
Is that the craziest thing? I was looking at some racing video the other day, and I was looking at the sponsors. They are the highest end sponsors you can get. I mean, this is way more than just a race that's going to bring a lot of people. It's going to bring a lot of money.
Well, that's right. You know, there's a whole new dimension to Las Vegas. You've got the Raiders, even though they didn't do so well in the last game, but there's a lot of hype there. And people will come to watch them play, whether they love the Raiders or love to hate the Raiders. Then how about those Aces winning the national championship for women's basketball? Very exciting. You got some soccer, semi-pro soccer. You got baseball.
Well,
talk
plus
about coming.
Allegiant has, you know, Real Madrid and other huge names from around the world coming.
So it's a whole new sports element, and racing is part of that. Can you imagine a race going down the strip and around Las Vegas? I want to get in the pace car myself.
Okay, as long as there's a camera there with you, that I would like to see. All right, changing to a more serious subject here. Senator Graham's abortion bill.
Yes.
April Becker said it wouldn't be constitutional after the ban on Roe versus Wade. First of all, do you agree with her thought on that?
That
it wouldn't be constitutional?
You know, constitutional is, as the Supreme Court says it is. You know, a lot of things are up to interpretation. You could easily, if somebody challenged the constitutionality of it and it went back to the same court that overturned Roe versus Wade, what do you think they're going to say? They're not going to overturn that law. So you got to put it in context.
All right. But then let's talk about Senator Graham's proposed bill here. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm absolutely opposed to that. I mean, you know, we've been saying that the Republicans have been trying to overturn Roe versus Wade since it was decided, and that's what, 50 years. It's just like Obamacare. They wanted to get rid of that. They voted 90-something times to get rid of that. Weren't able to do it, but finally, when they control the whole court, they overturned it. Look how quickly, in just a minute. And since that was overturned, a number of states have had laws that trigger in or have introduced new very restrictive laws. So this was something that could have been predicted, but yet it's startling that it would happen in this country. Every place else is moving forward. We're moving backwards.
All right, so what can the Congress do about it?
Well, Congress we in the House have passed a bill establishing Roe versus Wade in statute. The Senate hasn't been able to do that yet.
Why not?
You ask the senators. It's the vote on the Senate side that's more difficult than on the House. You know, they're dealing with a 50-50. It's hard to get anything on the agenda, filibuster threats and that sort of thing. So we could pass that, but somebody could challenge it and go right back to the court and they might overturn it again. So we're in a tough position.
You know, we're supposed to have three equal branches of government. Sometimes it seems like we don't.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right about that. When the court has the last word, and remember, they serve for life. And a lot of these appointments that were made by Trump are very young people. They're going to be there for a long time. And if they can overturn with a majority of a very small body of 9 people, the will of the public, and the public is in favor of privileges and rights to choose, if the majority of 7 people can overturn that, What kind of democracy is that?
Okay, but then does that not spur the electorate to vote people out that are not going along with their thoughts and vote people in that are? I mean, isn't this also an opportunity for Democrats to be able to rally more to the cause?
Yes, absolutely. This has been a major issue for mobilizing Democrats. The enthusiasm gap is gone. You see women registering in record numbers. Young women who have kind of taken this for granted are now getting involved again. So certainly I think it works to the advantage of people who actually do believe in the right to choose and individual freedom and think abortion is a situation that you never want to be in that position, but if you are, should be decided about by the woman and her doctor and maybe her priest, but certainly not a room full of politicians.
Yes, I mean, wouldn't you say and agree that this really changed this whole tenor of this election year because it was supposedly a red wave, mm-hmm. and now that red wave has broken a long way offshore?
Well, that's a good way to describe it, but certainly it's been a factor in turning some of that around. Gas prices are coming down. Our Inflation Reduction Act that's bringing medical prices down, that certainly helped too. The president gave a couple of really strong speeches and has gotten more engaged. His numbers are going up. So it's just, it's not what they predicted a couple of months ago, which is that we would lose the House by major numbers as well as the Senate by some.
So really, it's kind of like people who say what's going to happen with the Congress are like economists and weather people. They're not always right.
It's a day-to-day thing. You put one economist in a room by himself, he'll start an argument.
We'll be right back.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years.
Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congresswoman Dina Titus of CD1. The interest rates, the Fed is raising the interest rates like crazy, biggest numbers we've seen in years. Mortgage interest rates are up above 6% now from where they were below 3%. And yet passbook savings accounts, which senior citizens rely on, save money all their lives, they're getting butt kiss. What's wrong here?
Well, I was talking to some people who represent credit unions, and they were saying that people have a lot of money and they're in credit unions because they've been saving it up because they weren't sure what's going to happen. And that's kind of the problem with our recovery. People aren't sure that the recovery is going to last, and they want to be sure that it doesn't just impact people at the top, but impacts everybody. I think what you'll see for seniors is with the cost of medicine coming down, capped at $2,000 a year, insulin at 35 $5 a month. Price of gas starting to come down some, that people will start to feel that it's a little better. We got to work on grocery prices, though. That's a big challenge.
But back to my original point here, which is, why are banks not raising interest rates on savings accounts? Because that's what we want people to do, is to save their money instead of spending their money and boosting the economy, which is why the Fed is raising interest rates. Why is it only that, you know, when you're trying to buy a house, your interest rates are so high, but when you try to save money as a senior citizen on a fixed income, you're screwed?
Well, not totally screwed, but some of the interest rates for CDs, they're starting to go up a little. But don't forget, we were in a housing market in Las Vegas where a lot of artificial elevation of prices. Most places did this, we did this, and then we crashed like that. It was a good thing for the housing market to come back into some sense of stability so that we don't experience that again. And you know, you always have to play off inflation and recession. You know, squeeze one, the other pops up. So that gets back to that economist argument, Sam.
All right. Well, we're going to agree to disagree on this one, because it would be nice to see banks coming up with interest rates that would pay people to save, and not just them making money on the other side. But on the other hand, it is always a pleasure to spend time
My
with
pleasure.
You. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
I guess I'll be seeing you on Zoom pretty soon. But in the meantime, pleasure to see you in person.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
With Nevada's only transplant center and verified burn center, the science is here. With award-winning cardiologist and the state's only dedicated heart failure clinic, the talent is here. With Nevada's most advanced robotic surgery, the technology is here. And with the Silver State's only designated pediatric trauma center, hope is here. All because we are here. UMC.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
We'll see you on the next broadcast, coming to you from Washington, D.C., on the next Nevada News Makers.